producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and it's going to be 50 degrees here in southern Maine. Great day to get your decorations up and get the yard put to bed. And if you're going to do a little bit of shopping, we've got a great idea for you. There is a well-read and magazine that's just on gardening. I mean, if you go to a bookstore and you look at the gardening magazines like Better Homes and Garden, there's about 10% garden and 80% homes. Well, this is a magazine that's just about the garden. It's called Green Prints, and we have the author and the producer and director and the chief dishwasher.
Trash emptier, bill payer.
Joining us this morning, Pat Stone. Welcome
morning,
to
Paul.
The Paul Parent Garden Club. How are you today?
I'm fine. I'm ready to go out there and wrestle the winner. Yes, sir.
Tell our listeners about Green Prints.
I started Green Prints. It's a Weeder's Digest, of people's true personal garden stories over 25 years ago when I thought, you know, we all need the instructions of gardening, the recipes of gardening, the how-to of gardening, but there's so much more to gardening than that. There's the beauty, the heart, the soul, the just love and wisdom that comes from gardening, the consolations, the funniness, the just great personal rewards of gardening, and nothing was sharing that. So I share those stories in Green Prints every quarter in a small journal, a kind of a Reader's Digest-sized magazine, with beautiful art and illustrations and stories from gardeners, real down-earth gardeners all across the country, sometimes across the world.
It's a neat magazine, and it reminds me of my family. Like right now, we're decorating wreaths and making centerpieces, and the whole family's involved. And I know that your whole family is involved, your wife, your kids. So it's a mom-and-pop operation, and you get quality that way.
And, it's great fun. It's been great fun to have it. It's been a family enterprise. It really is just Becky and me now. The kids have grown up. They don't have any saliva left on their tongue from sticking all those envelopes. But sort of like your Reeves, the new holiday winter issue just came out. It's a gorgeous cover with decorations on a tool shed door of tools and berries and flowers. And it's just trying to be beautiful and trying to be loving and trying to be sharing. It's a wonderful little magazine.
Can you give us a story from the magazine?
I would love to, Paul. This will be from that brand new holiday issue that just came out. It's called O Cedar Tree, and it's by Georgia Hubley of Nevada. My dad ran a family farm on 70 acres in rural Ohio. He milked cows and grew and sold corn, soybeans, and alfalfa hay. Excuse me. It was a good life, but definitely a frugal one. One year, he planted a few red cedar trees to make a windbreak. Almost as a hobby, he started digging up the seedlings that sprouted each spring and transplanting them until eventually he had a full grove of cedars. When I was growing up, my favorite family tradition was the day, 2 weeks before Christmas, when we'd cut down our Christmas tree in that grove. I'll never forget the time I was 8 years old, and we all put on our snow gear and trudged out to the grove. "Choose the tree you want, and I'll chop it down," Dad said. I spotted one that had an abandoned bird nest inside. "Let's get this one," I shouted. After Dad chopped the tree down, he wrapped twine all around it, then tied the twine into a handle for carrying the tree. I looked at the bird nest in the branches and shivered with delight. I could just see my very own folded white paper dove sitting inside it. The four of us grabbed the twine handle and headed for home. In my mind, it swirled the decoration ideas for the tree. I'd make red and green paper chains and white paper doves. We'd string popcorn and cranberries into garlands and... A voice interrupted my thoughts. "I want to buy one of your vintage Christmas trees." We had reached our porch, and a new neighbor was waiting for us. "I really like the one you have there." "I picked it," I boasted. It has a bird nest in it, too." "Sold," the neighbor shouted. Immediately, I regretted opening my mouth. My eyes began to tear. I was so happy when Dad replied, "Oh, this tree isn't for sale. Come, let's go to the woods and get you another one." We trekked back to the woods. She, too, found one with an abandoned bird nest. I promised to make her a white paper dove for it. Word got around about Dad's vintage trees, and soon more and more folks came out to buy one. Dad led them all out to the grove. On Christmas Eve morning, I woke up early and heard Mom and Dad talking softly in the kitchen. I got out of bed, tiptoed to the top of the stairs, and eavesdropped on their conversation. "I've been trying to scrape together enough money for spring planting," Dad said. "Because of the drought, our corn and soybean crops didn't bring in much money this year." "You always find a way to get us through hard times," Mom said. "I didn't know what to do this time. Thank goodness so many neighbors bought our cedar trees for Christmas. Now we have enough money for spring planting and money to pay off the children's presents as well." When I heard the news, I dressed quickly, ran down the stairs, and joined them in the kitchen. But I didn't say a word. Mom clinked Dad's mug of coffee, then started singing her own, very own original version of Old Tannenbaum. "Oh, cedar tree, oh, cedar tree, so fragrant and so fine. Oh, cedar tree, much lovelier than pine." Their eyes twinkled as they smiled at each other. They had a secret. I smiled, too. So did I.
That's a great story. That really, really...
It's a wonderful holiday story. The spirit of Christmas right there.
Well, I mean, that's what your whole magazine is all about. It's not about how to plant corn. It's about experiences that people that love gardening are sharing with you. And then you're sharing it with everybody else who buys your magazine. So the reading is just fantastic. The stories are super. There's not two alike. The artwork is incredible in it also.
Thank you. Thank you. It's called Green Prints. Green Prints like thumbprints. It's $19.97, just under $20 for a year's subscription. Makes a terrific gift if you tell people you're getting it from Paul Parent. You tell me that, I'll give you an extra issue. Comes with a beautiful gift card, an extra bonus issue. The easiest way to order it is to go to our website, greenprints, like thumbprints.com, greenprints.com. And you can see other sample stories and some of the art there. Or you can order it by phone, 1-800-569-0602. 1-800-569-0602.
You know, it makes a nice gift. If you have a neighbor that you go on vacation and they'll say to you, "I'll take care of your yard." They mow your lawn, they weed the garden, they make sure that your house is safe, and you want to do something a little bit, just a little something to thank them. This makes a great gift that they will enjoy all year, and they'll continue to help you in the garden, and, you know, everybody's happy. So it makes a great stocking stuffer, or, again, if you have somebody who's been able to help you when you needed some help, this is the ideal present for them.
I'm glad you think so, Paul. I have thousands and thousands of loyal subscribers, many of whom listen to your show.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm very, very fortunate. I've got some fantastic listeners, and I'm very blessed with what I've been given. And I just hope that some of the people listening will give you a call. They'll sign up for the magazine, and they'll get as much enjoyment from reading it as you do writing it.
Well, I don't write it. I collect it. I edit it. But I am, like you, very blessed to be able to share with so many gardeners. You know, you and I both get the privilege of sharing and interacting with real down-to-earth gardeners who are just about the best people around. And we're both very fortunate to be able to make our living from doing that.
Exactly. But now, you've won several awards with this magazine, right?
It's won the Best Small Garden Magazine award in the country a couple of times. I have been doing it for 25 years. I've got, you know, lovely people all over the country. It's great fun to do, and yes, it has won awards.
Terrific. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. Pat, when we come back, let's get another story so that people can get a feel for what's in Green Prince. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Hi, this is Paul Perrin. My family and I are making Christmas wreaths and centerpieces again this year, celebrating our 25th anniversary. All wreaths are made in Maine of fresh-picked balsam fir and other natural greens and decorated with cones, berries, pods, and other holiday decorations. I hand-make all bows of waterproof red velvet ribbon. They are double-sided. Not single-sided like other companies. That's twice as much fresh greens on each wreath, and they will not scratch your door. Look at www.paulparent.com to see what we have to offer. We ship from November 24th to December 22nd and enclose a gift card with your special message. Or call us at 207-985-6972. 207-985-6972, 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and Sunday from 10 to 6.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and I'm really happy that we have Pat Stone joining us this morning to give you some ideas if you're looking for a stocking stuffer for your favorite gardener, to give them something to read that they'll really, really enjoy. And Pat has one more story for us. Go ahead, Pat.
Anna's Garden by Bonnie Zanser of Morris, Connecticut. I had definitely decided to give up fruit and vegetable gardening. Just flowers from now on. At the half-century mark, I'd grown weary of digging and hoeing and staking and watering and fighting bugs and wildlife. Enough! Then why, in late November, was I clearing 2 feet of surprise snow to heal in fruit and berry plants? The grandchildren. It started when 2-year-old Maddie followed me to the vegetable garden one sunny day. I showed her the broccoli heads just beginning to form. We inspected the baby cukes and the tiny green tomatoes. She searched the corn stalks as tall as she for ears. Then we strolled over to the towering mulberry tree and munched on ripening berries. "Why don't I have my own garden?" she asked me. Up to the house we flew. We grabbed some leftover vegetable seeds, cleared a small space in the garden, and she planted her own lettuce, carrots, and spinach, items that would show growth quickly. That summer, we had many picnics. That summer, we had many picnics of just-picked vegetables right in the garden. That autumn, Maddie helped me plant my flower bulbs. The next spring, she carefully monitored her little vegetable garden. Maddie turned 4 and her brother Ethan 2. One afternoon this past summer, the 2 children and I spent an hour at the mulberry tree, running under its branches, eating its berries, and taking a nap under its leaves. "We don't have enough fruit," Maddie murmured when she woke up. "We need blueberries and cherries and plums. We need blackberries and raspberries." "Sure," I replied, and ordered all of them for fall planting. Raspberries, thornless blackberries, blueberry bushes, 2 plum trees, and 2 cherry trees. That's how I ended up clearing 2 feet of surprise snow from mucky ground to heal in all those plants. When I was done, I went up to the house and loaded the wood stove. I made a pot of coffee and settled in a chair with my steaming mug and a pile of seed catalogs.
Let's see. There are three new varieties of super sweet corn for them to try. And Ethan really loved picking peas, so I'll need to plant extra to make up for the ones he'll trample. Lots of carrots. They both like to pull up seedlings to check on their growth. And they love Brussels sprouts and broccoli and... Yes, I had decided to give up fruit and vegetable gardening. But seeing the miracle of sprouting seeds and ripening fruit through the eyes of tiny children had restored my weary bones. Too soon, these kids would have homework and after-school sports. Too soon, there'd be no time for the wonders of nature with their grandparents. Just a few more years, and then I'll stick to flowers. For now, there are memories to plant.
That's a neat story. And it's true, too, because when the kids are little, they love to work in the garden. My kids always did. And I know a lot of our listeners, their children worked in the garden with them until they got too old and it was, oh, I don't want to work in the garden. I want to go play baseball. But it's a wonderful magazine. I want to encourage all of you to contact Pat. Order the magazine. Makes a great stocking stuffer. And you'll be able to get that... the magazine sent or something before the holidays, right, Pat?
Absolutely, absolutely. That story was from the brand new issue, too, the winter holiday issue. Greenprints.com, green prints like thumbprints, 1997, or 1-800-569-0602.
And if you call this week, you'll send them out so that they can start to enjoy it. And there's nothing better on a winter's day than to sit back, read some great stories about the garden. It gets you excited, gets you motivated. And just like the story you just said, you know, they were giving up vegetable gardening. The grandchildren came along. They got started back into the vegetable garden. And they didn't realize how much fun they had working in the garden. And that's what your magazine is all about. Not
absolutely.
About...
And remind people to mention your name, Paul Parent, and I'll give them an extra issue.
Okay. So.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Pat. You have a wonderful week, and we'll talk again before the holidays.
Sounds good. You take care. Bye.
Bye-bye now. And if you need some help, you give us a call right now. Call Daniel at 855-660-4261. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Bald Parent Garden Club. What a beautiful day it is here in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. The sun is out, blue sky, going to be 50 degrees. So a good day to get out and get your decorating done while the weather's in your favor. A lot easier than doing it on a snowy day. If you need some help, call us. The phone number here is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Rick from Massachusetts. He's got a question about his crabgrass and then another question about sod.
Okay, Rick, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, and yourself?
Good, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, Paul, I got a question for you. About 3 years ago, I lost about 1,000 square feet of grass in my backyard, and I didn't do anything about it until this past spring. I rototilled it, graded it all out, reseeded. The seed was coming up good, but then as soon as the warm weather hit, crabgrass took over the whole 1,000 square feet. So now I've got to do it again in the spring, but I know that the crabgrass leaves thousands of seeds behind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to see what you recommend. Should I rototill it, reseed it again, or could I sod it and treat it for crabgrass at the same time?
Okay. If you rototill, you're going to bring even more crabgrass seeds to the surface. So what I want you to do is this. The landscaping industry, who, when I was first working, we did what you did. We would rototill, we'd get all the dead grass out, clean up the yard, rake it, roll it, and it became a very time-consuming project. Today, what you're going to do is you're going to rent a machine called a seed slicer.
Okay.
And it looks like a big lawnmower. And instead of having one blade that spins horizontally, underneath it there are maybe a dozen blades that spin vertically.
Okay.
And on top of the machine, there's a little bucket. And you add your grass seed to the top of it. And as the machine goes through your lawn, it cuts a little trench. And as it cuts the trench, the seed falls in it. So that there's no more rototilling. You'll leave the grass that's there. This machine will cut a groove. Grass seed will fall in it. You go north to south, east to west.
Okay.
And then you go down to your garden center and you tell them that you had crabgrass last year and you want a fertilizer to prevent crabgrass for new seeding. It's going to probably cost you $5 or $6 more a bag, but it will kill the crabgrass seed and not hurt your new seed. And I'll tell you, by using the seed slicer, it will cut back the amount of your labor by 90%.
Wow. Should I top dress the lawn at all?
You don't even have to do that unless, you know, you've got a thin layer of loam.
Okay.
But to be perfectly honest, I can remember people who had an infestation of an insect called a chinch bug. And it kills the grass just like Japanese beetle grubs.
Okay.
And the landscape crew, we went to the house. We took the seed slicer. We went right through north to south, east to west. We put down a crabgrass preventer and fertilizer combination. Kept it well watered. The grass came right through the dead grass.
Wow.
And the dead grass acted as a mulch. And
okay.
the birds couldn't find it. And the dead grass helped to shade the ground so that it didn't dry out as quickly. And once the good grass came in, the old grass began to rot, and it acted as organic matter.
Oh, excellent. So, Paul, when do you recommend I do this?
I would start like the middle to the end of April, as soon as Mother Nature lets you know that winter's over. I mean, last year we still had snow in May at my house here in Maine, but normally by early April, the snow is gone, the frost is out of the ground. You get that grass seed down early, make sure that you get a crabgrass preventer for new seeding.
Okay.
It's a whole different chemical that they use, and it's called a smart chemical because it knows the difference between a good grass seed and a weed crabgrass seed, and it will kill the crabgrass and not hurt any of the new seed that you put in.
Excellent. Well, you've saved me a lot of manual labor.
Oh, you won't believe it, I'll tell you.
Well, thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you, and you have a great Christmas.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sunite from Memphis. He's got a question about some mice that he's having problems with.
Okay. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Where are your mice coming in from? Do you know?
Man, them little sneaky critter dogs. I don't know. I'm not really certain where they're coming in from, but I suspect what might be my storage room. I probably need to put some mouse magic out there. But let me share with you. In the process of the ones who did come in. Now, you up there in, wherever you at up there, Maine?
I'm in the ghetto.
These mice are slick, just like the people. And you put cheese on the tail, like, man, they'll slide their teeth off and eat it before nothing the next day. What I do, I put some bacon on there. It smells real strong. And get some thread and tie it on there. Either one of those bread wrap or melon twist on there, and they'll come along and yum, yum, pickety, pow. Oh, yeah, it's going to be fake. And, oh, yeah, they'll get them clear it out. And another thing, too, Paul, is I want you to know that your class of people, I think, are really, your audience, whatever, is a good high class of people, because it really would be kind of weird to me if a joke was Robin Banking and had a garden. Well, you said, man, what? I can't believe. Well, I'm kind of new to this here garden. I got that Craig Myrtle. I'm a clip it like you suggested in January. And but boy, if you was to do me one of those doggone surveys and come out, man, you come out here and look and say, what? Man, you need everything. I mean everything. Daniel, pull up the truck next.
Well, you'll see a big difference. My son lives in Florida, and I asked him about crepe myrtle. It blooms during the summer, and it's hardy all the way to, on Cape Cod in Massachusetts, you'll have crepe myrtle. And you get down into New York, New Jersey, you'll see crepe myrtle, Virginia. It's all over the place. But he told me, he said, Dad, in the fall, I cut back my crepe myrtle by a third. And then I feed it.
At 1648. Uh-huh.
And he said, after I prune it during February or March, he said the new growth begins and the main trunk will get thicker and thicker and thicker. And he said he cannot believe how many flowers he has. If he prunes it at that time of the year, it makes a lot of new growth. And you've got to keep saying to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. Don't be scared to prune.
Sound good, man. Look here, you know I really always appreciate you, Paul. I want to cut you short, though, but I got a little melody for picking potatoes. So would you, is it all right to share that with you and your listener?
Sure.
Okay, let's see what it sounds like. It ain't going to last long, Paul. You still there, Paul?
I'm still here. That sounded good. That's good digging music.
Yeah, you can plant some potatoes with it too, bro.
Yep, you can get out there and pick sweet potatoes and pick your regular white potatoes. And I'll tell you, you can have great vegetables all winter long. And I grew up on Maine potatoes. And now that my son lives in Florida and he's got me eating those sweet potatoes, those are just as good.
Paul, you got a good lifestyle set up for yourself, and I hope you keep on having fun behind my back like you've been doing, bro. Oh, yeah, you indicted. You indicted. You've been laughing and giggling.
Yep. Well, that's what the show's all about. It's got to be fun because gardening is an awful lot of work. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas for you and your family. Happy Kwanzaa. and you have just a wonderful, wonderful holiday.
Welcome to the power of God. Feel good. Dubuque.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. If we can be of assistance to you, give us a call. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got David from Connecticut. He's got a question about hydrangeas.
Hey, David. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your hydrangeas today?
Paul, my wife and I listen to your show every Sunday, and I get a lot of useful information. I'm usually cooking some kind of pancake while I'm listening to you also.
Uh-huh.
I have a question about hydrangeas. I have a couple in my yard. They get these big dried-up stalks in the winter. Should I cut those back?
Okay.
Or just
leave
them?
The flower?
Yeah, no, they're all gone. They're all deadheaded, but I have these big, huge stalks. Should you just leave the hydrangeas, or should you cut them back at all?
I would just leave them.
Okay.
And then in the spring, the new growth will come from them. Now, is it the Annabelle, a great big ball of white flowers?
Yeah, well, they're bluish. We try to get them blue. I understand you need a lot of iron in the soil to get that, the really nice blue ones that you see in the Cape. Actually, it's more of a dark turquoise color.
Okay. Now, on the blue hydrangea,
yes,
they make the flower buds on the growth made the previous year.
Okay.
So that if you prune them back hard, you're
going
to take all the flower buds out.
I got you. And they're hard enough to get flowers on. Mine are hard enough to get flowers on anyway.
Yeah. Pick up a bottle of Wilt Proof. Spray them with the Wilt Proof on a day like today.
Yes.
And get those buds coated. You're going to see that your hydrangeas will have more blooms on them next year. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. Hi, this is Paul Perriman. My family and I are making Christmas wreaths and centerpieces again this year, celebrating our 25th anniversary. All wreaths are made in Maine of fresh-picked balsam fir and other natural greens and decorated with cones, berries, pods, and other holiday decorations. I hand-make all bows of waterproof red velvet ribbon. They are double-sided, not single-sided like other companies. That's twice as much fresh greens on each wreath, and it will not scratch your door. Look at www.paulparent.com to see what we have to offer. We ship from November 24th to December 22nd and enclose a gift card with your special message. Or call us at 207-985-6972. 207-985-6972, 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and Sunday from 10 to 6.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change change lives and make a real difference in a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome to the Paul Parrot Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a wonderful, wonderful garden. If you need some help with your plants during the holidays, sign up for my email newsletter. There's all kinds of stuff in there that will help you out. We did cut Christmas trees. We did living Christmas trees, poinsettias this past week. And in the coming weeks, we'll talk about cyclamen, kalanchoe, Christmas cactus, and gifts for the gardeners. And I have some wonderful ideas for gardening books and ideas for house plants that you can give for Christmas presents and a lot more. So sign up for the newsletter. Just go to paulparrot.com. Click on email newsletter, put in your email address, and you'll start receiving it the following Thursday. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Patty from Connecticut. She's got a problem with some woodpeckers.
Patty, welcome to the Paul Parrot Garden Club. What's happening?
Oh, thank you so much for taking my call, sir, and it's a wonderful service you provide every week for all of us. I really appreciate it. Actually, my sister's house and her family, they have a Tudor home, and a woodpecker has been there, and he's pecking, and he's making little tiny holes all in her side of her house. What should she do, if anything?
Is the woodpecker into the clapboards or in the corner boards of the house?
You know, I'm not sure, Paul. I'm not sure. It is her house. She didn't specifically say, but I know he's been there a long time.
Okay. I have a problem right now. The corner boards, which are two pieces of pine, that are on the right corner of my house. We have replaced those two boards three times in 3 years. And I'm just fed up with this darn woodpecker. I'm about ready to shoot him. But what I did is I just bought some vinyl wood. And I'm going to take out the boards where they have been pecking and put in this vinyl. And that way they won't be able to peck there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the clapboards or on the shingles, if they are pecking there, then the best thing to do is to use an insecticide. Because if they're pecking into the clapboards randomly all over it, they are looking for an insect. And if you can get a product like 8, 8 is a natural, organic type product. It will take care of many, many insects. And it does have a little bit of a smell to it. I mean, you won't smell it because you're going to be outside. But I think a day like today, while it's warm, if your sister got some Garden 8 liquid, put it in a pump sprayer and spray the area where the woodpecker is attacking the house, once he starts to peck into that wood that has that pesticide in it, he'll leave it alone because he'll know that there is a pesticide in it, and he will stop digging into the shingles or clapboards of your house.
If it's higher up on the house, you just use a ladder, put it on the hose with the pump, and spray higher through the ladder. Is that what you would do?
Yep. Yeah, and also Bonide makes a sprayer for Garden 8, and you attach it to the hose, and it will shoot like 15 feet.
Oh, perfect.
So they could just take a step ladder.
Yep.
And attach it to the hose and just soak the side of the house and where the woodpecker is being active. And then what I would do, you know, let's not take a chance that we drive him out of that one side and he goes to another side of the house.
Right.
I would do even as like 5 or 6 feet on each other side of the house, just to make sure that he doesn't move his location.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, and you have a great Christmas season.
And you too, sir. We did purchase one of your wreaths, and they're stunning. Really beautiful. Thank you so much again.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Yep, that's what I'm going to do. Go decorate some wreaths. Have a great week, everybody.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.